first, just congratulations. That's a heck of a win.
And Joe, that was a great, you know, I would like to think that I could sit here, and I know I wouldn't be able to because I would have been devastated, but I'd like to think that I could sit here and say, had we not tipped that ball in or something, what a great game that was, because it was a great game no matter who won. Both teams played their hearts out. Both teams played well, played hard, played cleanly, played it the way it was supposed to be played, we just had the ball one more time than they did, I think, because we just kept it right there at the end. Derek makes a great play for us. They run a nice high ball screen and get a dunk, and we come back and you know, make another play and get a tip in. So it was a great college basketball game, and we're really excited to have won it.
Talk about the adjustment you made at halftime, because you open up the second half just attacking inside. Derek, you know, starts. You made, what was the adjustment you made?
Well, we just were standing around on offense at the beginning of the game, and then we would look and see four guys standing, and the guy with the ball would panic, and I say panic, he would get impatient.
Yeah.
And you know, we just were too excited, and first time we had been in front of a big crowd in a while, and we were just out of rhythm and out of sorts and too excited, and we just told them at halftime, settle down, move, cut in there, throw the ball in there, and somebody do something with it. And Derek took the initiative and was obviously outstanding tonight.
Well, you look for seniors, veterans. Dan was big. You mentioned Derek. You could see the experience came to the top.
Well, if we're going to be the team that we want to be this year, Joe, Derek's going to have to play like that. Dan's going to play like he did. Shane was good. I mean, we're going to have those three guys and others step up and play. Red was very good tonight. And you know, it's just one of those. It was just a great college basketball game, and we really did a nice job of executing the last play, because I didn't think Derek was open, and Derek was our first option. But I didn't think Derek was open, and we got it to, and Ross made a terrific pass to him, and then Derek attacked the rim like crazy. And thank goodness Shane was sitting on the other side, because I'd have been a little upset that they didn't call the foul on Derek's dunk. But anyway, it was all's well that ends well.
Kevin, you look at the stats. Lofton gets 29, and doggone it, some of them, he was barely in the building. I mean, some of you have to give him credit for something like that.
We did, like a lot of people do, a great job of defending him. We just didn't do a great job of stopping him. And he I think only got one open shot. Now, we didn't do a very good job on his drives. We contested his shots very well, and the one he made before the end of the half was, you know, ridiculous. He's just a, you know, he's a terrific player. But, you know, Joe, I think that when you take Lofton scoring 29 points on 15 shots, which is not very many shots for him to be getting a lot of points on. I mean, we really absorbed a great hit from them. Now, they struggled from the foul line, but I thought the key to the game was we got 12 offensive rebounds in the second half.
Yep.
And the last one being the biggest one.
Yep.
And you know, it's the second game in a row where we've rebounded the ball very, very well. And so, you know, if nothing else has happened in the first two games of the conference season, other than us maybe losing a game we felt like we should have won, and now winning a great one, is that we're rebounding the ball better. And if that sustains itself and continues, then it's going to give us a much better chance to be good.
The guys that score the points get a lot of the credit, obviously. You mentioned Red Gordon a few minutes ago. He had 9 assists tonight. There were a lot of guys in this game that did little things that – I think deserve a lot of credit. Guys that played, Scooch has played well, I thought, gave you some strength inside, and a lot of guys stepped in those situations.
You know, we didn't put in anybody that didn't play well and do some things well. I mean, George Drake got some loose balls. Juwan Brown got an offensive rebound basket. Jermaine, you know, did a nice job. Allen, you know, he did okay. And I had a great block there in the second half when Cruz was going to the basket. So we had you know, our bench came through and played well. I don't know how productive point-wise they were, but they were very impactful in the game.
I've got to ask, you lined up with 3.7 seconds remaining. Bruce Pearl then called their final timeout. Did you change what you had planned before?
Yes, I did, and I told the people in the press room, we were coming back over for the timeout when they saw it, and one of our assistants said, Coach, I don't like that play. You got another one? And so I said, yeah, we got another one. And so we pulled out a different one. And But the key to that play, other than Derek making a terrific play of going to the basket, was – I mean, I just can't get over how good a pass that was that Ross made. I mean, he just threw it right where it had to be, and Derek attacked the rim, and it was I thought Derek was just going to go score, and that was going to be the game. And it was a little more dramatic than that. But anyway, it finished nicely.
Finally, it's only game two of the conference season. But
is that all?
Yeah, it is all. What does this mean? This is one of those trite questions, but what does this win mean for you guys at this stage?
You know, it's great because it's over, you know, the rival, and they've been getting a lot of the, you know, a lot of the coverage and a lot of the attention, and they deserve it. I mean, they've earned it. They've played well. They've earned it. It's nice for our players because we played a good game. They played a good game. We took a great shot from them. Mm-hmm. I mean, and if they had won the game, they had taken a great shot from us. I mean, we both teams played very well, but at the end of the day, Joe, tomorrow we're still just 1-1. It'd be great if they counted as 5, but they don't. So we're 1-1, and now we have to go back on the road. See, that's the worst thing about coaching college basketball, other than the losses, are not being able to enjoy the wins. You don't have any time to enjoy them because you turn right back around and play. But we're going to enjoy this one tonight, and then start thinking about Georgia tomorrow.
Congratulations.
Thank you.